Hi, Elaine.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So when you write about your aunt Ada, she's a little girl, and you tell us that she has some crippling shyness. So why don't you tell us about her, maybe about her shyness, and we know that she went through an amazing process to overcome that.
I think that, shyness was never anything I suffered from. I was always a hyper extroverted kid. The only day I remember being shy was first grade, because I had never been in a room with so many kids my age that I looked around and I just was like, I can't believe I get to get this many friends in this room. I was so that was the first, that was the only day I was really shy. I was just like, wow. So I did get a millisecond taste of being shy on that one day. But other than that, I've been very extroverted. So I could never relate to being shy. But Aunt Ada would always explain it to me. And the name of the manuscript is I Was the Shy One. And the really cool word in that was I Was the Shy One is the word was, not I am the shy one. So when the name of it was, I'm like, what do I name this after I wrote it? She would always say, I was the shy one. Like that was, she even was shocked as an adult that, that she overcame it. Elaine, I was the shy one. In the whole family, I was the shy one. So it was like this mantle she always had over herself. And when she overcame that, it was like probably the first big victory, other than surviving, death, that time. It was the first big victory she had. But my great grandfather wasn't a really warm guy, and that might have contributed to her shyness. He was actually a pretty cold guy, as I even remember, he was cold to me. but when she was little, she had a debilitating shyness. It wasn't just, boy, you got to work at it to get me to give a couple of answers here. I mean, she used to tell me she would hide behind my great grandmother's knees in public. When my great grandmother would be talking to somebody in Scotland before they migrated to America, she'd just hide behind my great grandmother's knees and like, 'cause she just didn't want to be seen. She wanted to be invisible. And I think that's pretty drastic. That's pretty drastic. She just wanted to click her heel twice and not even be there. So how does somebody overcome that? And the beautiful part about this story with her being on the Carpathia, it's you get to see her literally coming out of it. And so for anybody that's, sitting in the movie theater and sees this as a movie that might have a shyness or some kind of a personality issue that they're trying to work through or they don't know how to work through it, this is a great way to see or to read. Hopefully it'll come out in a book form, but I mean, to read how, literally how a woman, how a child came through this and came out of it. I think it's a powerful thing because the story has a bunch of different elements of tragedy and death and aloneness and there's a lot of different themes in here, but there's a lot of great themes. Empathy, which I think the world is really lacking today. We've somehow have erased our empathy in some online chat groups and some social medias and kind of bullying it seems to be a big thing right now. But I mean, so I mean, it's powerful to show a demonstration of how a kid came out of crippling shyness, and how it morphed her into a totally different human being. So when she's on the Carpathia, reunite, tr trying to go to Europe and reunite with her family, the girl that walks up the ramp to get into that boat has an amazing scene when her doctor and her are leaving each other. Because they've really got a great bond because of everything that they've gone through. He had never seen a miracle before. She was supposed to have died. She didn't. She's on this boat by herself. They gave her a chaperone, but still, she's an unaccompanied minor with crippling shyness on a huge ocean liner in 1912, reuniting with her family. That's enough to make you stay in your cabin, okay? So I mean, the cool thing is, he had bought her, in driving her down from Massachusetts through Connecticut to New York to get on the boat. They stop in a little pub and to have lunch in Connecticut, and he buys her at the cash register two brand new snacks that are debuting. that are mentioned like 32 times in the manuscript. It's very powerful the way she not only, mentions them, but, almost as a product demonstration of them, everywhere she goes as a way to share and meet somebody new. So Oreo and Whitman Sampler, it's just the debut of these two amazing American icon brands. And she walks onto the boat with, both of them under her arm as a gift from the doctor. But when she gets up on the boat, when she realizes everything, the gravity of everything, she just, that scene is just an amazing scene. It's just a, it's honestly like a, almost a panic attack, slow motion, slow moving panic attack. However, fast forward the Titanic rescue, everything, everyone's life being interrupted, the tragedy, the triumph, the astonishment, everything. You see her as a tight rosebud that wanted to not even be seen, that wanted to just evaporate in public, like I just don't even. And then you see her opening to be an astonishingly beautiful rose because the girl that walks onto the Carpathia ramp is nothing near the girl that walks off it in New York when they're bringing back the Titanic survivors. It's amazing to see on film, to read in a manuscript, how that happens. Hour by hour, day by day, episode by episode. It's really a powerful thing. So if you're a kid and you're reading and you've got like maybe your own shyness or you've got, something in your personality that you know is a challenge, this is probably going to be a great book to read because you can probably relate to Ada and her, something that's debilitating that she can't figure out. It's beyond her. Yet you see her figure it out. You see her figure it out. It's a blueprint on how she figured it out and became a different person and conquered it. It's very powerful. It's almost a story within a story, that always was very impressive to me every time Auntie would tell me.
That's wonderful, Elaine. It's really amazing to hear how she went through that change and that growth. And it'll be exciting to hear more about it. Thank you,
Thank you.
Elaine.
Thank you.